Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Cryptocurrency investment is becoming increasingly popular, as you know, and there are a number of choices if you want to buy crypto and incorporate it into your portfolio. In fact, many stockbrokers also offer the ability to invest in crypto. Before you decide to use your stockbroker, though, it's important to understand the benefits and drawbacks of this approach. Let's talk about stockbroker versus cryptocurrency exchange. First up, it's important to understand the difference between using your stockbroker to buy crypto and getting it from an exchange yourself. Cryptocurrency exchange. So with an exchange, you're specifically looking to buy cryptocurrencies. Many exchanges offer you the ability to make purchases with fiat currency, including bank transfers, debit cards, and credit cards. This is especially common on major centralized cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase and Gemini. On decentralized exchanges, by the way, you might have some fiat currency options, but you might also be inclined to use coins you already have to begin making purchases. Cryptocurrency exchanges also allow you to trade one coin for another. Both centralized and decentralized cryptocurrency exchanges let you just directly swap different cryptocurrencies without the need to first convert your crypto coins to fiat currencies and all that kind of stuff. Finally, crypto exchanges often let you send crypto in and out of the exchange. They often support your ability to directly send your coins to an external wallet or to just send some coins from an external wallet onto the exchange to be used in transactions. Now let's talk about the stockbroker thing. Now, a stockbroker, on the other hand, might not offer the same options when it comes to managing your crypto portfolio. Stockbrokers like Robinhood, Webull, and Public all offer the ability to buy and sell crypto. However, not all brokers offer the same abilities as a cryptocurrency exchange. First of all, your ability to purchase coins might be limited to fewer choices. For example, Public offers access to only 27 coins. And Robinhood, just 11 coins. Hello? There's like 11,000 different tokens available, guys? So if you're interested in a wider variety of altcoins, you might not be able to get those with the stockbroker. Additionally, you need to double check to see whether you can use a crypto wallet with the stockbroker. While most cryptocurrency exchanges do allow you to transfer your own crypto assets in and out of your exchange account, this isn't always the case with a broker. In some cases, what you're actually buying and selling with a broker is that broker's version of an IOU marker for the crypto asset. Although Robinhood did recently add a crypto wallet that allows you to transfer coins in and out of your brokerage account. However, the limit to transfer crypto might be lower with a broker than it would be with an exchange. Finally, when you use a stockbroker to manage your crypto portfolio, you might not be able to directly exchange one coin for another. Instead, you might have to first sell a coin, get the fiat currency, and then use the fiat account balance to buy another coin. This adds another step to the process. However, for beginners and those simply just interested in buying and holding cryptocurrency, using a stockbroker can actually make sense. But before you move forward, it's important to understand the advantages and disadvantages. And that's what we talk about next. Pros and cons of using a stockbroker for your crypto investing. Some of the pros. Access to different products and tools. A lot of stockbrokers offer access to different products and services, including stock investing, of course. As a result, if you're interested in keeping everything all in one place just for the ease of seeing everything in your dashboard, it can make sense to use a stockbroker. You can access crypto investing from the same place that you access stock investing and other financial products and services. It's easy to make purchases, too. Of course, with the stockbroker, it's easy and intuitive to make purchases of cryptocurrency. While some cryptocurrency exchanges try to mimic the ease of stock trading, others can be more difficult to use. Brokers make it relatively easy for beginners to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency. Low cost. Many stockbrokers make it low cost to purchase cryptocurrencies, which is really nice. Exchanges like Coinbase are notorious for their high fees. Some exchanges like Binance.us and Crypto.com do have low costs, but they can be more difficult to use and often encourage frequent trading. Many stockbrokers will let you buy and sell cryptocurrencies without transaction fees. More regulation. This is both a pro and a con. Many brokers in the U.S. must follow certain regulatory requirements, and this can add a layer of protection to your account. While cryptocurrencies aren't insured by SIPC, having your trading at a broker can still provide you with a certain peace of mind just because of all the regulations. Now, of course, the cons list. Fewer coins. We've touched on this before, but most brokers offer a much more limited selection than the exchanges do. In fact, by the time a coin is listed with the broker, there's a good chance that you already missed out on getting in early at a lower price. Plus, if you want a more obscure altcoin, you're not going to find it with a broker. Probably. Most likely. Now, you might not have control of your crypto assets either. That's another con. Depending on the broker, you might not have control over those assets or even own the underlying coin. Remember that IOU thing we talked about? Not all brokers offer the ability to transfer crypto in and out of your account. Instead, you might have to convert to Fiat before capturing gains. Double-check the broker to ensure that you have the level of control you want over your crypto. Also, you might not be able to trade one coin for another. This is a big issue with using a stockbroker. Many of them won't let you directly exchange one coin for another coin. If you want to trade Ether for Dogecoin, you would have to sell the Ether and then use the Fiat currency to buy Dogecoin. No thank you. With an exchange, though, you can often just directly trade one coin for another. No access to wide decentralized finance or DeFi space. So when using a stockbroker to buy your crypto, you probably won't have access to the wider DeFi space that allows you to take advantage of different opportunities to make your crypto work for you. This includes practices like yield farming and staking, which allow you to earn more crypto. You also don't have access to crypto lending and the ability to use a connected credit or debit card to use crypto for everyday purchases. Okay, all that said, here's how to decide between a stockbroker and a cryptocurrency exchange. All right, so whether you choose a stockbroker or a crypto exchange for investing just depends on your goals for your portfolio. If you're simply looking to add some crypto assets to your portfolio and you plan to hold for a long time, a stockbroker can work just fine. This is especially true if you plan to focus on blue chip cryptos like Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, and Litecoin. If you simply want to hold some crypto to add diversity to the portfolio and potentially capture some future growth, a stockbroker can be a great choice, especially if you already have an account with that broker. On the other hand, if you want to participate more in DeFi and get access to strategies that allow you to grow your crypto holdings, it might not make sense to use a stockbroker. If you plan to trade frequently, or if you want to make money through staking, yield farming, and lending out your crypto, an exchange, especially a decentralized exchange, probably makes more sense for you. You'll have more choices and the ability to invest in lesser-known and newer coins. Additionally, some crypto exchanges also offer access to NFT marketplaces and collections, providing you with access to additional assets that aren't usually available with stockbrokers. Realize, too, that no matter whether you use a stockbroker or a crypto exchange, your crypto assets aren't covered by SIPC insurance. Some brokers and exchanges have their own theft insurance and other ways to protect their users from theft and hacks, but if the broker or exchange fails, you won't get your money back. With the stockbroker, though, if it fails, you at least have your stock holdings protected by SIPC insurance. Anytime you invest, but especially if you invest in speculative assets like cryptocurrencies, it's important to make sure you're paying attention to your risk tolerance. Only risk money you can afford to lose, and limit the percentage of your portfolio that you hold in crypto. Carefully consider what you want to accomplish with your crypto holdings, and then decide whether investing with your stockbroker makes sense. And that is our show for today. Thanks so much for stopping by. I know we crammed a ton in the last 10 minutes or so, but if you want to dive deeper, you can always check out cultofmoney.com, cultofmoney.com, and find all kinds of crypto knowledge and goodies and wisdom. It's all at cultofmoney.com. You can also follow us on social media. Just search for Cult of Money. We're like, you know, I don't know, everywhere social media exists, we're going to be there. We'd love to connect with you, get to know you, become your friend, and all that. Thanks so much for stopping by again today and listening, and we'll talk to you again real soon.